Do you know what you call the kind of bucket people use to feed pigs?
The slop bucket.
What would you call the thing that you use to fry eggs in?
Skillet.
Now, if you were just going to boil some water, just to put, say, in some instant coffee, what would you probably heat it in?
Just a pan.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about one of those things, a whistling tea?
Kettle.
Now, a pan, what about if you were cooking potatoes, like say you're going to boil some potatoes for potato salad, what would you call what you cook that in?
A saucepan.
Saucepan. A container for putting cut flowers in would be a
vase.
Now the eating utensils that you would, when you set a table, the eating utensils that you'd have would be, that you would use to, the things you'd pick up to eat with would be.
I'm trying to think, but would you call it besides a knife, fork, and a spoon?
That's it! Knife, fork, and spoon! How about that? Big knives that you use for cutting meat, what would they
butcher
be called?
Butcher knives?
Now, after dinner and the dishes are all dirty, you say, you've got to go.
Wash the dishes.
And then after you wash them to get the soap off, you've got to
dry them.
Before you dry them to get the soap
off. Rinse them.
Mm-hmm. What do you call a cloth or a rag that people use in washing dishes?
Dishcloth.
Okay, how about one that you'd use in drying dishes?
Tea towels.
And what do you call a small square of terry cloth that you'd use to wash your face?
Washcloth.
And after you take a bath, what do you dry off with?
Bath towel.
When you turn on the water pipe at the kitchen sink, what do you call the thing that the water comes out of?
Faucet.
How about if it was something like that on the side of a house?
Wouldn't it be a faucet too?
If that's what you call it.
That's what I call it.
Okay. If you stuck a pin in a balloon, it would
burst.
Now. There used to be things, people used to, long, this is before your time, certainly, but you may have heard of them. People used to buy flour in big wooden
kegs.
Mm-hmm. And then the things that were like kegs, but even larger, would be
barrels.
Do you know what molasses, what molasses could come in? Now, a metal thing like this that you would use to
a panel.
Now, when people used to, I guess now they could still do it. To if you hit a horse to make it go faster, you hit it with a
whip.
Now, if you bought something like fruit at the store, it would probably be in a. It would probably come in a. What type of bag or sack or.
Paper?
Mm-hmm. A paper.
Paper bag?
Paper bags. Do you know what? Oh, and yeah, you know this because I even remember this. What flour used to come in before it came in paper things like it comes now?
Yeah, it was. I don't know if I know what it's called or not, though. But it was a cloth bag.
Bag. Mm-hmm. What about the kind of bag that, or sack that potatoes, that rough kind of material, potatoes used to come in?
Burlap.
Okay, you'd call
would it be burlap?